So I worked for Shannon and Jeff at the hotel as their chef there, some multiple different summers. And I just liked coming up to Haines and and I'd stay at the hotel always in the quarters. That's right, like two stories above the kitchen. It's like this kind of hidden stairwell that none of the guests use. I was lying in bed and facing the television, and the television went static, and a hand came out of the ceiling and grabbed me by the arm. And all of a sudden there was an old man, kind of very balding, but like light gray hair, whitish hair, and light, like 5 o'clock shadow that was also gray and white. And he just grabbed my arm, and I was totally petrified and couldn't move. It was like he was trying to mouth words at me too, and I couldn't understand anything that was happening. I wanted to scream really bad and couldn't. He just disappeared, and then I started screaming. I told that story to Shannon and Jeff, and they told me I should write it down in the ghost book because they have a ghost log. And then they were like, go back and read some of the other stories. And then there was another story in the book that happened in my room that was the same exact story. The last summer I did up there, I got visited I think it was 3 times. It was the same kind of situation. And I could hear these like keys, like someone had, like, I could tell there was like keys on someone's hip, and it was just lightly nudging me and pushing me, like kind of rocking me. And then by the 3rd time, I was on one side of the bed and he pushed me all the way over to the other side of the bed. You know, it was like he was trying to get me to get out of bed, like wake up. Like he was kind of nudging me and get up, get out of bed. And like, you know, I did the ghost hunters thing, and I told them my story and stuff, and then I did a little interview with the Chilkat Valley News, and Lee Heinmiller read the interview, and I was coming out of the P bar. He just like saw me coming out and did this big U-turn, pulled up in front of me and threw his passenger door open and was like, Travis! I was like, hey Lee, what's going on? And he goes, I read your article. And I was like, what article? And he goes, about the ghost. And I was like, oh yeah. And he goes, I know that ghost. And I was like, you know the ghost? And he said, yeah, I know the ghost. His name is Clarence.
Clarence and Hilma Mattson were the people that ran the hotel and stuff, and from the early years. And Clarence was kind of a jovial guy, and the hospitality host kind of thing. Hilma had been a cook at the Swedish Embassy in Washington, D.C. before they came here. So she started the hotel part of the business, and Clarence was basically the handyman and the meter and greeter for everybody. And he had a big wad of keys that he was always dragging around with him. When we hauled luggage, if Hilma was being nice to us, she would have us come over the night before and give us one of the rooms up in, the far reaches of the building sort of thing that didn't get used too much. And she'd stuff the guys that were going to haul the luggage up there and then come wake us up at 5 a.m. and give us something to eat for breakfast. And then at 6, we'd go down to the boat harbor or wherever, the buses that were coming in or whatever, and schlep the luggage around. Clarence was such a tightwad, he always had us punch in a time card. I mean, we were making $1.75 an hour, and we were punching a time clock for it. So he didn't like it when we came and got to stay and get breakfast too. He just wanted us in and out as fast as possible. But Hilma was real nice, and so she'd give us a room. And then Clarence would come up and wake us up in the morning, never in a particularly great mood, because he knew we were we'd spent the night, and we were also going to get breakfast out of the deal. But he'd come up and wake us up, and you'd hear him coming with his keys.